Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast, Eric here. Last episode we went into detail about Poseidon, and as promised in this one we will continue on by talking about his brother Hades. Now Hades was always an off-putting god, and the Greeks were generally terrified of him as he had a dark and gloomy personality. His symbol was a mythical horn called the Horn of Plenty, and a Greek helmet which allowed him to turn invisible and radiate fear. Hades was the god of the underworld and wealth, and he ruled in the underworld where all the spirits of the dead came after they died. There were five rivers in the underworld, and each of them had their own characteristics, from ones which were filled with flames to ones which could wipe your mind of all memories. A mythical creature known as Charon would captain a small ferry and bring people across the dangerous waters into the underworld, and three judges who were handpicked by Hades would value the dead person's life. They would thus decide where the dead person will actually end up in their afterlife. There were three places you could actually go in the afterlife, and the first was for souls who did neither good nor bad in their life, they were just kind of there, so this is where they went to the fields with Asphodel. The fields of punishment were meant for those who had done terrible deeds in their past life and received more or less personalized punishments they had to endure for eternity. One famous example would be Sisyphus, and he was condemned to roll a boulder up a hill for eternity. It was very hard work. We will actually explore this further on in later episodes. Now finally, we have Elysium, and this is where the good souls went and enjoyed paradise. Anyways, that's it for today's episode. Thank you for listening, and see you next time.